Second Chronicles chapter 36. The people of the land took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, and made him king to succeed his father in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. Then the king of Egypt deposed him in Jerusalem, and laid on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. The king of Egypt made his brother Eliakim king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. But Necho took his brother Jehoahaz and carried him to Egypt. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Against him King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon came up, and bound him with fetters to take him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried some of the vessels of the house of the Lord to Babylon, and put them in his palace in Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and the abominations that he did, and what was found against him, are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, and his son Jehoiakim succeeded him. Jehoiakim was 8 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 3 months and 10 days in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. In the spring of the year, King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Babylon, along with the precious vessels of the house of the Lord, and made his brother Zedekiah king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. He did not humble himself before the prophet Jeremiah, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. He also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel. All the leading priests and the people also were exceedingly unfaithful, following all the abominations of the nations. And they polluted the house of the Lord that he had consecrated in Jerusalem. The Lord, the God of their ancestors, sent persistently to them by his messengers, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. But they kept mocking the messengers of God, despising his words and scoffing at his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord against his people became so great that there was no remedy. Therefore he brought up against them the king of the Chaldeans, who killed their youths with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, and had no compassion on young man or young woman, the aged or the feeble. He gave them all into his hand. All the vessels of the house of God, large and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and of his officials, all these he brought to Babylon. They burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious vessels. He took into exile in Babylon those who had escaped from the sword, and they became servants to him and to his sons until the establishment of the kingdom of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had made up for its Sabbaths. All the days that it lay desolate it kept Sabbath, to fulfill 70 years. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in fulfillment of the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also declared in a written edict, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up." Ezra chapter 1. In the first year of King Cyrus of Persia, in order that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of King Cyrus of Persia, so that he sent a herald throughout all his kingdom, and also in a written edict declared, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem in Judah. Any of those among you who are of his people, may their God be with them, are now permitted to go up to Jerusalem in Judah and rebuild the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God who is in Jerusalem. And let all survivors, in whatever place they reside, be assisted by the people of their place with silver and gold, with goods and with animals, besides freewill offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. the heads of the families of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and the Levites, everyone whose spirit God had stirred, got ready to go up and rebuild the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors aided them with silver vessels, with gold, with goods, with animals, and with valuable gifts, besides all that was freely offered. King Cyrus himself brought out the vessels of the house of the Lord that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and placed in the house of his gods. King Cyrus of Persia had them released into the charge of Mithridath, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this was the inventory: gold basins 30, silver basins 1,000, knives 29, gold bowls 30, other silver bowls 410, other vessels 1,000. The total of the gold and silver vessels was 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought up, when the exiles were brought up from Babylonia to Jerusalem. Ezra chapter 2. Now these were the people of the province who came from those captive exiles whom King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon had carried captive to Babylonia. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, all to their own towns. They came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Beanah. The number of the Israelite people, the descendants of Parosh, 2,172, of Shephatiah, 372, of Arah, 775, of Pahath-Moab, namely the descendants of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812, of Elam, 1,254, of Zatu, 945, of Zakai, 760, of Benai, 642, of Bebai, 623, of Asgad, 1,222, of Adonikam, 666, of Bigvai, 2,056, of Adin, 454, of Ater, namely of Hezekiah, 98, of Bizai, 323, of Jorah, 112, of Hashum, 223, of Gibar, 95, of Bethlehem, 123, the people of Netophah, 56, of Anathoth, 128, the descendants of Azmaveth, 42, of Kiriatharim, Sapphira and Beeroth, 743, of Ramah and Geba, 621, the people of Michmas, 122, of Bethel and Ai, 223, the descendants of Nebo, 52, of Magbish, 156, of the other Elam, 1,254, of Harim, 320, of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725, of Jericho, 345, of Sena, 3,630, the priests, the descendants of Jedaiah of the house of Jeshua, 973, of Emir, 1,052, of Pashur, 1,247, of Harim, 1,017, the Levites, the descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel, of the descendants of Hodaviah, 74, the singers, the descendants of Asaph, 128, the descendants of the gatekeepers, of Shalom, of Ater, of Talmon, of Akub, of Hatita, and of Shobai, in all 139. The temple servants, the descendants of Zaiha, Hashufa, Tabaoth, Keros, Sayaha, Padon, Lebana, Hagaba, Akub, Hegab, Shamlai, Hanan, Gidel, Gahar, Reiah, Rezin, Nekoda, Gazam, Uza, Pasea, Pesei, Asna, Meonim, Nephizim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harhur, Basluth, Mehida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tema, Nezia, and Hatifa. The descendants of Solomon's servants, Sotai, Hasophereth, Paruda, Ja'ala, Darkon, Gidel, Shephatiah, Hatil, Pokereth, Hazabaim, and Amai. All the temple servants and the descendants of Solomon's servants were 392. The following were those who came up from Tel-Melah, Tel-Harsha, Cherub, Adan, and Emir, though they could not prove their families or their descent, whether they belonged to Israel: the descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, 652. Also of the descendants of the priests, the descendants of Habaiah, Hakoz, and Barzillai, who had married one of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These looked for their entries in the genealogical records, but they were not found there, and so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor told them that they were not to partake of the most holy food until there should be a priest to consult Urim and Thummim. The whole assembly together was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 200 male and female singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. As soon as they came to the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of families made freewill offerings for the house of God to erect it on its site. According to their resources, they gave to the building fund 61,000 derricks of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly robes. The priests, the Levites, and some of the people lived in Jerusalem and its vicinity, and the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants lived in their towns, and all Israel in their towns.